Wicked Songs is John Maron's thought-provoking, warmly funny story of a young man who's reluctantly looking for wisdom and an old man who has wisdom but problems of his own. It's on stage at the Bloomington Playwrights Project Theater in a production of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. John Stender is the young man, Stephen Hoffman. At 25, Stephen is a burned-out piano prodigy. His career was built on mimicking other artists, not on an internal connection with the music. His hollow success as a soloist has simply fallen in on itself. And in confusion and defeat, Stephen has come to Vienna to learn to be an accompanist. Ray Feldman plays his professor, Josef Moschkin. Moschkin is a deeply committed and insightful musician. He has the task of forcing the reluctant Stephen to actually learn to sing some of the music that he'll be learning to accompany. Moschkin also has some problems. He's a bit of an outsider, a whimsical pedagogue. He has a disquieting habit of occasionally trying to commit suicide. There's a good deal of humor in their scenes. The piece that Moschkin has chosen for Stephen is Robert Schumann's bittersweet song cycle, The Poet's Love, Dichterliebe. The recurring message is a curious one of philosophical resignation. I bear no grudge, though my heart is broken. Some of the most fascinating scenes of old Wicked Songs are the phrase-by-phrase masterclasses that the professor puts Stephen through. Coming to grips with the emotional depths of these songs is the beginning for Stephen's reconnection with the heart of music. Playwright John Maron has wrapped the songs into the structure of the play. The actors playing and singing during the lessons neatly fades into and out of recordings. Along with the story of Stephen's reconnection with music is his acknowledgement of his own Jewish background. When he first comes to Professor Moschkin, he claims to be a Protestant. Later he visits the site of the concentration camp at Dachau, and his anger at the experience forces him to acknowledge his own Jewish connections. With the philosophy of Heine's poetry from the Dichterliebe and Moschkin's own example, Stephen is able to come to a more mature understanding of his emotions and his history. Both of the play's actors have deep musical and theater backgrounds. Ray Feldman in opera and musical theater. He's currently on the faculty of the IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Dance. John Stender, mostly from earlier musical and theater work. Currently, he's a graduate student in organ in the Jacobs School of Music. Both handle the musical challenges with grace. Stender's especially effective as a fledgling singer, so caught up in Schumann's text that he's able to both feel and express the powerful emotions. Director Mark Kamey, back for his third Jewish theater production, has done skillful blocking of his two-character story that always seems to flow naturally and easily. David Wade's richly detailed set is very much an active part of the play. Stephen derides the dark wood, the tchotchkes on every surface, the overstuffed furniture in the dark wood. The professor finds it all very comforting. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of Old Wicked Songs has final performances Thursday the 13th and Saturday the 15th at 7:30 at the Bloomington Playwrights Project's Theater. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.